The stretch of warmer than average weather over the past couple of months has plants and trees blooming and putting on green buds, but they're not the only green popping up in Utah.
Salt Lake City's Green Bike Program has just kicked off its 2015 season with its earliest opening yet. Director Ben Bolte says they're taking advantage of the good weather, hoping to get people out of their cars.
I think one of the reasons that the program's been successful and why UTA's been so willing and happy to be a partner is that it increases the utility of our existing transportation system. So you get off at Tracks or Front Runner, and you may not want to wait for a second train or a transfer to get you to the heart of downtown. Or even still, if you get off at a track stop, maybe it's not exactly where you want to go, and a green bike station allows you to get the rest of the way. It's that first mile and last mile of public transportation.
Utah Transit Authority's G.J. Labonte says taking the green bike isn't just about enjoying the weather. It can actually help air quality.
It's a future vision because the population in Utah, and especially along the Wasatch Front, is expected to double within the next 25 to 30 years. And with that come the associated vehicle trips. And so we see anybody that we can switch to using transit and the Green Bike Program as being able to help contribute to lowering those emissions.
This year, the Green Bike Program will offer over 150 bikes, which can be checked out and returned at any of 20 downtown stations. Bolte says they are also offering a new pass program for businesses.
We want to make it as easy as possible for people to do this. And so one way that we thought that would work is to create this office pass program, where right now an annual pass starts at $75 for one person. That's unlimited 60-minute trips for 1 year. Now, the more passes you buy for your employees, the farther down that price goes. So it can go as low as $25 per employee. It tells you how many calories you burned, how far you've traveled, how many pounds of CO2 you didn't put out in the atmosphere. All kinds of great stuff, great ways to have a competition in the office.
Last year, more than 14,000 people rode the green bikes.